You're listening to SBS News.
It's said that you never forget your first time doing something. But at this World Cup, the Matildas are hoping their second time is more memorable than their first. After a disastrous collapse that resulted in a 2-1 defeat to Italy, Australia faces a pressure-filled game against Brazil in their second encounter in this World Cup. Whilst the tournament's overly generous format means defeat would not necessarily stop the Matildas advancing to the knockout stage of the tournament, another loss is not something the Australians, or their fans, would want to contemplate. The Australians enter this match against Brazil in Montpellier, slight favourites to win. They are ranked 4 places above the Brazilians in the official world rankings, but when it comes to who people believe will win this game, Australian coach Ante Milicic claims he doesn't care.
What people from the outside think, whether we're favourites or underdogs, doesn't interest me. As Australians, we go into every game wanting to win and do our best. We understand how big a challenge tomorrow is, but at the same time we believe very much in the work that we're doing and the group of players that we have to put in a good performance.
The examinations of Australia's surprise defeat to the Italians have been many, varied and often brutal, but the Australians are hoping to make something good out of that bad experience. Vice Captain Steph Catley says it will serve as motivation for the match against Brazil.
There's a feeling you get when you lose a game like that, and if anything it just fires you up more. It really lights something inside the team to kind of make sure that that doesn't happen again. So it's not something that you want, but the reaction you get from it can be very strong, and I think in our group it's definitely a vibe that we'll have a strong reaction against Brazil.
Milicic says he's considering his options when it comes to how various players will be used against Brazil, a stance that suggests some changes will be made. Milicic's comments suggest defensive midfielder Elise Kelland-Knight, who only played as a substitute against Italy, will likely start against Brazil. Some decisions may be out of Milicic's control, though. Central defender Claire Polkinghorne may not be available due to a sore hamstring. That could mean Catley moves from her usual fullback spot into Polkinghorne's spot in the centre of defence, partnering Alana Kennedy. It's an area to watch, given the recent poor form and criticisms of the Australian defence and the tactics Milicic is having them use. But this Brazilian side is unquestionably wary of their Australian opponents. Australia knocked them out of the last World Cup, although Brazil got revenge the next year when, in Brazil, they knocked Australia out of the Olympic football tournament in a penalty shootout. And Australia won the last match between these teams, 3-1, in the United States last year. Brazil is coming off a win in their first match in this tournament, 3-0 over Jamaica. Brazilian goalkeeper Barbara says they are intently concentrating on fixing the mistakes that have previously caused them to lose to the Matildas.
Então, realmente tivemos algumas derrotas contra a Austrália.
Well, yeah, we did suffer some defeats with Australia. And believe it or not, the last match we played, we did have a loss. But again, the last 2 days, specifically for the last 2 days, we have been working on the mistakes we made. We are assessing the mistakes we made in the last match with Australia. And we are also trying to look for what we did right in the match against Jamaica. As a matter of fact, today we were doing the final adjustments so we can minimize the mistakes we made on the pitch so we can bring a win home. So that was the main factor. That's what is key for us to adjust all the mistakes we've made in the last 2 defeats we suffered for the Australian squad. We know Australia is stronger than Jamaica, so we are definitely focusing on our mistakes and our gaps to bring it to the pitch and get a win.
Much speculation in the Brazilian press leading up to this game centres on whether Captain Marta, considered by some to be the best female player of all time, will play. She has been troubled by an injury to her left thigh and did not play against Jamaica. The feature match on day 6 of this World Cup saw hosts France play Norway in Nice. Despite both teams winning their opening match in Group A, France came in heavy favourites. Norway put up a strong fight though, and the game was level at nil all at half time. However, the French scored in the first minute of the second half, the goal being scored on a low to the ground volley by striker Valerie Govan, who was promoted to the starting lineup for this game after only featuring as a substitute in France's opening match. Wendy Renard, who scored twice for France in the opening game, then scored another goal, this one though, an own goal, that levelled the game at 1-1. However, a controversial refereeing decision soon came to France's rescue. Norway's Ingrid Engen was controversially ruled by the video assistant referee to have fouled France's Marion Thuram in the penalty box. A penalty was thus awarded, which star French striker Eugenie Le Sommer converted to put France ahead, 2-1. And there the score stayed until full time. The Norwegians devastated to have come so close, yet missed so painfully. France controversially, virtually assuring themselves of a place in the knockout stage. Govan was given the Player of the Match award. French coach Corinne Diacre says Govan's influence on this tournament is only just beginning.
Bah écoutez, elle a fait son job, tout simplement. Elle était un petit peu en difficulté sur la première période.
I'm overjoyed with the result. Gauvin was a little bit in difficulty during the first part, or maybe then in the second half things picked up and was more interesting. What I actually wanted to show is that Gauvin could give a lot to this team, and she did it well, but it's not going to stop there.
Germany too has 2 wins from 2 games and is virtually assured of making the round of 16. They've defeated Spain 1-0 in their Group B match. German midfielder Sara de Brits capitalising on a Spanish error to score the game's only goal just before half-time. De Brits says this was a victory based on hard work and mental strength.
We were definitely released. We were very, very happy. We fought very hard to win the match. Everybody gave 100%. There was a high willingness to run. It was a question of willpower, a very strong willpower. Now we have 6 points and we go to the round of 16 with a lot of confidence.
And Nigeria has bounced back from their loss to Norway in their first match by beating South Korea 2-0. A South Korean-owned goal put the Nigerians ahead in the first half before a goal on the counter-attack by Asisat Oshoala in the 75th minute sealed the result. Oshoala received a chipped pass on the counter-attack, then squeezed the ball into the net on a tight angle after dribbling past 2 players, including the goalkeeper. Nigeria's coach, Thomas Denneby, says his side played exactly as they planned to.
They're willing to defend, to always be 100% in your position, work very hard, and then when we have the chances, go for the quick attacks. We wanted that kind of game with a little bit of space for the quick forwards to work with, so I'm happy, of course.
Sunila Wosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.